Well, welcome to the online service of the Bethel United Methodist Church. What a joy it is to be with you and bring you the announcements or things that are going on here at Bethel, and we're grateful that you have tuned in. Thinking about this beautiful weather, you know, April showers bring May flowers. We've had a lot of rain in April, that's for sure, and look at the beautiful roses that are coming in bloom and some of the other flowers. Doesn't it feel good to know that God is so special that He's given us spring and summer and fall and winter? He talks about that in Genesis chapter 26. He said there will be always those seasons of the weather, and we're grateful for that. Well, welcome, and we thank you for this day. Just give you an idea of what's going on. Judy and I are leaving for Pennsylvania and then to see our daughter in her new house and then down to Williamsburg, Virginia to visit my sister. And we'll be gone from April the 28th until, let me look here at the calendar, probably May 19th or maybe even May 20th. We'll be back for, that's wrong. We're not going to be going that long. We'll probably be back on the 5th or 6th of May. Tina's going to bring the message. Tina Crowder Oaks, our lay leader. So we're going to be going from the 28th through the 5th or 6th of May. Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar now. And I'm going to consecrate Tina to serve communion because it is Communion Sunday. It's so wonderful to have a lay leader like Tina, and we thank you for the congregation that is so supportive, not only to her, but to the gospel, and we're grateful for that. Also, something that we're thinking about, and that's early, just thinking about it, but probably will do Heritage Sunday at the Pond. May the 22nd is United Methodist Heritage Sunday. And lately, we've been following that with Bethel Heritage. They work together, and so we're going to do that. Also, the Gideons are having their convention here in Tallahassee this year, so we're going to have a Gideon speaker. That's part of our heritage. Gideons are almost as old as what Methodism is, but more importantly, they are partners in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then later on in May, we have five Sundays in May. We're thinking about a gospel sing. Travis has a group that he ministers with. They travel around and do music. He's got his own little bands. I don't know if they even have a name, but they're really a talented group. That'll probably be our guest band for Fifth Sunday Gospel Sing. But for some reason, he can't get his fellows to come. We'll just have an old-fashioned sing at Bethel, like we similarly did with the Top 10 Countdown. But it won't be a Top 10 Countdown, but we'll have the whole service will be music and testifying. And it fits in good with Heritage also. I'm not sure of any birthdays. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Well, you said you weren't sure of any birthdays, and then you sing? Oh, yeah, because we know there could be a birthday somewhere. Same with anniversaries. We think about anniversaries. We usually just think of wedding anniversaries or things like that. But anniversaries are special. There's something that happened in our life that we reflect on that maybe happened a year ago. So we sing happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God loves you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, thank you for letting me just ramble on this morning with the welcome and announcements, and hope and pray that you have a good time coming to see Tina. She's got a powerful message prepared. And also, if you can't get to church this Sunday, look at my message online. It's similar to what I'll do this morning, but I think you might be blessed. Have a good day.